All right, Kirk and Marianne, and I don't know what. Yeah, I was reading about Steven Tyler, and it got me thinking about sexual addiction. He was one guy that came out, said he struggled with it. And I mean, when you're Steven Tyler, and you're a rock star, and you've made it, traveling around the world, and you're 20, 22 years old, I get it.
Yeah. Same. Aren't all guys at 22 sex addicts?
I don't think so.
I mean, if they can. If they could, wouldn't they?
I see some guys that don't seem that interested in it.
Are they guys that could get, like, he had the access, like you said.
Right.
Are those guys that aren't interested, are they just not getting any? So they're like, I've decided I don't care.
That's a question for them. I guess people just get more into their lives.
I mean, are they like good looking and charismatic?
I'm sure there's a lot of good looking guys.
The ones that you know. That don't care.
Some are good looking. You mean that don't care?
You just said, I know some guys that don't care about having sex.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Young. So I'm saying, is it because they can't?
No, some are, handsome. And,
okay.
But they just, that's just not
their
thing.
They're just not
okay. Right. It's sort of a normal, from what I can tell on the outside looking in. But then there's some that, you're right, get in the way. Tiger Woods was meeting these girls that worked in restaurants, sitting in parking lots.
He was married.
Right, yeah. did this go on back in the day? It doesn't matter if you're married, if you're single, and porn addiction and sex addiction are two different things.
Matters to the wife.
Yeah. When I was younger and working 7 to midnight,
mm-hmm.
I was rowdy. I was a little nervous for myself. I think as you get older and you know, responsibility, kids, marriage, things like that. Hopefully,
sure.
Sometimes things slow down.
Yeah. But I wonder if somebody could be sex addicted and just be with their wife. You know what I mean? Or does it mean by the nature of it, like, you got to be with everybody?
That's a good question.
You know? Because then it's just you've got this. Because I know this lady that claims she has sex every single day with her husband. They've been married forever.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yeah. And if we don't, I get mad.
Uh-huh.
I honestly couldn't even imagine that. And she goes, sometimes more. That's a lot.
I'll tell you this.
Like, how do you manage the time? And you have kids? Like, I can't even.
I don't know what it is, but I think as women get older.
Yeah, right.
Something clicks with them. I think the women like it younger, love it when they get older.
Oh,
from what I can tell,
right, they're less inhibited. They know themselves more, so sex is maybe more fun.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head.
They say what they want instead of going, whatever. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I love
that. That's okay.
But for those that really are searching, here's something you should listen for.
Hello, you have reached the Sex Addiction Intervention Line. If you are a chronic masturbator, please lock your door and press 1. For an entirely different experience, switch to your non-dominant hand and press 2. It's called The Stranger. If you are addicted to internet pornography, press 3. It's free, but your phone might start running slowly and the keys may start sticking. If you are confused by the close your eyes and use one finger to blindly locate the 4 key. Find the very tip of the corner and massage it in a circular motion. Slowly, then faster, then gently, then harder, then just give up. To discover the secret location of the elusive spot, press the invisible magic button located between the number 5 and number 6 keys. Keep your eyes closed and don't cheat, especially with my sister, who is a dirty, dirty tramp. If one-night stands are your thing, it doesn't matter which button you press or how well you perform while pressing this button, because you will never see or press this button again unless you get this button pregnant. And if sex is your thing, please turn around, bend over, and press pound. Pound, pound, pound. And finally, if you have difficulty distinguishing a real orgasm from a fake one, press 0. Oh, oh, oh. That was amazing.
Hope that helps, you know?
Yeah.
What did they do in the old days? It's just like, yeah, Ezekiel's at it again.
Yeah. I don't think there were therapists for people.
There was.
Just cold baths.
You were on your own.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's always been an issue.
Right.
It's how we keep the planet going.
Yeah, I told you. I was a DVD man. I'm glad I moved on and I didn't need any outside help. I did it all on my own.
Does that make you feel better?
It does. It really does.
Oh,
knowing
God.
That I had the willpower to just walk away from the computer screen. You know?
Yeah.
Now when I sit down or stand up, it's a special occasion when I go and watch a scene. Because I don't watch
that
often.
You stand up?
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
What? You watch?
Do you stand up, Nick?
DVDs? Standing up?
You don't stand up? I stand up.
That is bizarre.
Why?
Yeah, it sounds like a hassle.
I'm a stander.
Really?
I've got my standards.
Okay.
We were talking about Steven Tyler and Michael Douglas having sex addictions. You threw a couple out there. David Duchovny came to mind. Somebody said Danny Bonaducci, and I forgot. He was huddled in his closet hiding. He had a transvestite situation going on. Do you remember that back in the day?
Oh, no, I don't. He was an addict? Well, I knew he was a drug addict, but I didn't know sex.
Yeah, he had a bunch going on. And Marianne, we were asking about women. Not a lot of women on the list that we were coming up with, but Spice Girl, Mel B.
I know.
Mel B
from America's Got Talent, she said she's a sex addict.
Her situation got sort of crazy a little while back with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And
Eddie Murphy is her baby
that's
daddy.
Right. Eddie Murphy. And I mentioned that when I'm alone and I'm trying to get sexy, I'll stand. I will do the. I'm a stander. And somebody else said, "Stand and deliver, Kurt."
I've never heard of that.
That's just by myself. But then somebody else said, "Have you ever had sex standing up? That can be fun."
Have you ever? Have you ever heard of having sex whilst standing up? It's quite revolutionary.
Well. A lot of people, you know, they rush right through and you forget to experiment, and standing up isn't what I think of when I'm with somebody. But when I'm by myself, what am I going to lay down? No.
I don't know. I don't know if you could believe this, but I've never thought about it in regards to you or anyone else.
Well.
I really haven't.
I
was just imagining guys sitting at the computer.
No, you don't see.
That's what they do.
I would hate to sit down at the computer.
Well, good. I'm glad we got through all that. Let's never talk about it again.